Right, I'd like to say Paul Rowley joins me. A tough afternoon in the capital against London. What do you make of that? It wasn't a swashbuckling sort of solve that we do see sometimes, but you had to grind it out there, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been feels like we've been here a week, to be honest. 6 hours yesterday, 2 hours today to get to the ground, you start trying to put some energy in the room, and to be fair, I thought we defended with energy and commitment, and so for me the big positive was how we defended. I thought it was really good. I thought we missed loads of chances in the first half with the ball. Our completions were way below what they normally are, and it can happen like that sometimes when you get opportunities and you're a little bit, we'll call it, ill-disciplined with the ball in pushing that last pass. And I guess having a favourites tag, we came here as favourites, probably gives you a little bit of disrespect, and that's learning. That's a learning thing. We had it probably last week with Castleford, and they come and got us, and there was always the chance that London could do the same. But I thought we different to the Castleford game is we stayed resilient and tough defensively. I thought we had a real good energy and appetite to defend, and ultimately that's what got us the win.
You limited London to chances, really. I mean, they really struggled to get out of their own 20, 30-metre line. I mean, on a positive note, that solid defence to limit them and not let them get on their own half.
Yeah, certainly in that second half. We scored a try from a scrum there where we spoke about that at half-time. If that presented itself again, how we would fix that. So, fair play to them. But I thought overall we were, like I said before, we was stoic in defence, and we looked like we were enjoying defending, to be fair. But and half time, I felt if we'd have had more discipline with the ball, then we'd have given ourselves a much easier second half, and as staff we could have relaxed a little bit and enjoyed it. But fair play to London, they kept the pulse rate up and the anxiety going right until the last minute. So it was we're just glad to get out of here with the win, to be honest.
Yeah, I can tell that. I mean, the sending off as well. Yeah. That you had to play the game with 12 men there for the last 25 minutes of the game. I mean, I had a look at it. I thought King Runiai was like the third man. He didn't seem to do a lot wrong to me, but not going to like get you to sort of comment on it, really. But that was tough, wasn't it, on the back foot there?
Yeah, I mean, we'll start there. Root of the problem was it was a stupid penalty from King, so you can't disguise that fact. So we're looking, we'd let him that a bit of first place with luck, but then secondary, I would have been shocked if it were a yellow. I was very shocked that it was a red. And there's nothing more to say on that.
There was a try at the end. I think Tim Laffey went over there. That went up to the video referee as a try, but then was turned over. Again, I've not seen the replay, so I couldn't really see him from where I was sat. But what did you make of that one?
Well, I'm wearing red and white, Anna, so it's a try to me. You know, Dion's. I think they've claimed that Dion's not the one it's knocked on. So unless when I see the replay, he's knocked it into them on the challenge, but I think they've claimed he's knocked it forward, which I don't think he has. He's convinced, Tim Laffey's convinced he's got a try. But, you get some of them. There were some big stoppages in the game. The one where King, that one. That second half felt like forever. And I just, they're not good for the sport. I don't think them stoppages, get on with it.
You're a bit low on numbers today as well, weren't you? Yeah. There's no Sam Stone in the team. Can you tell us, is Sam injured? Or
Sam's 4 weeks, Sam's about, potentially 4 weeks, so we're just going to have to take that week by week. He's got a leg injury, that's unfortunate. But Shane Wright did a good job out there. But then obviously takes away from our middles. So we've got a small bench, but a bench that works hard. Losing King, it's already hard to rotate the bench because we've not really got out-and-out props on there. Losing King made it very difficult. But the lads just keep going and having a dig, and can't speak highly enough of them.
Fingers crossed King doesn't get a ban. How's Brad Singleton doing? Because I know we spoke a few weeks ago, he's about 6 or 8 weeks out. Is he going to make any progress?
He started running, so I don't think next week he won't be good for next week, but he's not far off now, maybe a couple of weeks.
We've got a big game this week against Warrington as well. They've had a win today, another tough one. But we like these tough games at Salford, don't we?
They come thick and fast, and Warrington have had a great start. Two things. We won't get that many opportunities against Warrington, and if we, for the few opportunities we will get, we need to put the ball down over the try line and get some points on the board. So, I think you pointed out in there, we're 5 from 8, so where it stands, we've cleared some big hurdles to get 5 from 8, and we've got every reason to be positive, and you know, we're not short of belief. Just need to stay healthy and have a little bit of energy.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Paul. Safe journey back, mate.
Cheers, mate. You too.